But if I don't put my child in childcare, how will they learn how to socialize? How will they learn how to deal with peers? Can that be done being my child's own teacher? We're going to talk about that today.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes. I'm your host, Ruthie J. And this whole week, we've been talking about what happens when mom and dad actually run preschool, making the decision to put them in school or teach them yourselves. And with us this week has been the beautiful both women, Rosemary Barnes and Tori, formerly Barnes, now Roberts. And so it's nice to have mom, dad, and daughter here.
I never get superlatives. We've been doing this for years, and I never get a superlative. It's just Bob Barnes is here with the beautiful people. It's very sad, but I am honored to be here.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, good. I'm honored to be here with three of the smartest women I know, and the woman who did a phenomenal job. I get a lot of credit for raising our children, and I learned early on if I would take advice from my wife, Rosemary, in the raising of our children, things work out. When I get radical and do my own thing, it's when it doesn't work out. So it's a huge honor to be here today because the end story here, and people need to hear it, I have two of the most awesome adult children today. Both married. Tori, in her eighth year of marriage, finally had a child. Roby's in his whatever year of marriage, still hasn't had children because I overdid abstinence while they were growing up, and I think I terrified him. But at the end of the day, watching... Yes, poor Roby. Roby's going to face it forever. Watching the goal in life, and the goal in life, in my opinion, is who begat who, and to train up a child in the way he should go and hand off the baton. And watching, I think I have two of the greatest adult children on the planet, and so do other people. I've been introduced in Miami recently, and we've seen his children. I was a little concerned he was talking about Tori because of my... we've seen his children. And it was a great... I'll take the introduction. It was awesome. And so...
Gloves are off.
Yes, the gloves are off here, and I can have anything edited out I want. So remember, this is all about me here. What we want to talk about and have been talking about is there is an amazing amount of stress on moms today to place their child in some kind of child care preschool scenario. And the stress is, for some moms, it's financial and there's no options. I want to say, and I've said this before, I believe there are more options than we realize, even in the financial arena. We were incredibly poor, and I don't want to make anybody feel guilty, but we were incredibly poor when we made the decision that even though you were making twice that I was making into your profession and doing a phenomenal job, you had the dream and I had the dream that you would be home raising our children. And it was a monster sacrifice financially, and it worked. Tori, you've made the same decision here, and it's been a monster sacrifice. You were a behavioral specialist, one of the leaders here at Sheridan House, using your degree and bringing it on, and made the decision. You and Adam made the decision to be at home. Some of the rap that we catch over that is, if you do that, will your children be ready to learn? Will they have the readiness skills when they go to school in kindergarten? But some of the other raps we've heard is, well, where will they get their socialization skills? How will they be able to interact with other children? And on and on and on. And that's what I want to talk about today, because I think some moms are feeling, you know, if I don't get them out there with other kids, how will they interact? How will they learn how to do that? Will it be such a shock when we drop them off at kindergarten? Will they be ready?
Well, I think when mom and dad have decided to handle the preschool experience for the child, there are so many incredible opportunities for socialization in such a healthy way, beginning with the interaction between mom and dad and the child. When a child is taken off to preschool, much of their day is occupied in a setting that's away from the home. And what a privilege, and I think a few days ago we talked about this, the privilege of mom getting to see a child open up for the first time when they understand. Tori talked about spider webs and Ruben seeing a spider web today and putting it together with his favorite little song, Itsy Bitsy Spider. And that joy of seeing that little face light up. Who would want to miss that? So I think the first socialization that takes place in a child's life that is so pivotal and key is wonderful opportunities with mom and dad, and to experience the joy and the excitement of seeing the light turn on in their little faces and in their minds when learning begins to take place for the first time.
Mm-hmm. But I think there's also a fear of, when my child starts kindergarten, if I've not socialized him, it's going to be a very traumatic experience, and they've not necessarily been around other children, and so you do feel the pressure to get them in around other children so they know how to interact, and there's not a...
So how do you defeat that? How do you deal with that?
Well, the first thing that we've done is we do play groups. We at least once a week get together with, at the very least, one other friend who has a child of similar age, if not several, and we all go and do something together, like the park or, you know, just all different things, but where the children can interact, even if it's in each other's homes. But with that, it's a great thing where I can observe Ruben's behavior and see what he's doing, if he's not sharing or hitting another child over the head
not
with a toy
Ruben.
Or, but it's a chance for me to be able to deal with something, which even in a preschool setting probably would not necessarily be dealt with. So I feel like with him, proper behavior and proper expectations, I have the opportunity to deal with. That being said, I have read that you are supposed to allow them to experience relationships and how to act around other children on their own. So there is also a fine line of not over interacting as a parent and just, you know, Ruben, share. Ruben, don't do that. I think it's part of it is them trying to learn how to socialize. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of the fine line of in a playgroup setting, watching your child's behavior, observing, dealing with things that you need to deal with, and then allowing them to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Another thing that, you know, we do and I feel is a great experience is the church nursery. Every Sunday morning for, you know, 2-3 hours, he's in there with other children and it's not me. It's another adult or two or three adults that are, you know, great childcare and somebody I feel very comfortable leaving my son with. But I know that he's getting an interaction with another adult, at least at the very least once a week.
And other kids.
Right.
He's getting interaction with other kids and he's doing what children at this age do. They don't share.
No.
There's nothing in them. What would make me want to share? There's nothing on planet Earth that makes me want to share. And one of the inner turmoil that's so awesome is I'm home with mom. I'm the center of mom's universe. And so there's no sharing. And then all of a sudden you take me to a playgroup. All of a sudden you take me to church. And I think that's one of the greatest uses of church, where I know there's a lot of moms that don't like putting their children in the nursery or whatever you call it at church. And they miss a huge opportunity there. But to have the playgroups and to see what you need to work on and see what needs to happen and process, okay, where is this child going? And I think there's another logical one that's very cool, though, and that's the birth of a second child. And in the birth of a second child, which just is about to happen for you, Tori, is forever I've been your only, and then there's another one. And even though I know there's another one coming, I have no clue what that's going to mean. It's kind of like Rosemary and I get married for 2 years, and I decide I want to bring another wife home at the end of 3 years. And
I don't like that one.
Yeah,
I don't like that analogy. Yeah, I don't like anything about that.
That's going to be very similar for him.
Yeah.
Because he has owned mom. Mm-hmm. And then not only is the next baby going to own mom out of necessity, and Ruben's going to become not second place, but Ruben's going to realize, wow, I've been major replaced as the only one. And I believe it was Tori that asked if we could take her younger brother back to the hospital, right?
Yes, remember that, actually.
Yes. Can we take him back? And I think that's part of the socialization. And I think one of the mistakes we make as parents is we get them all their own toys rather than this basket of family toys where we have to learn how to share. Life doesn't always have everybody have their own stuff. So this whole socialization thing, there's great opportunities there in play dates, and there's great opportunities there in hanging at another house with a friend, and great opportunities to watch the children learn how to not share and then how to learn to share and then realize you're teaching the lesson of sharing. And you as a mom are going to be so bought in to say, I'm so proud of you that you shared that toy. And then there are also times I'm so proud of you that you went over and did it and play with it by yourself and you didn't let them whatever. And everybody has to decide what those boundaries are rather than let everybody take everything away from me and all of a sudden you're standing there and everything's gone. You know, there is the little bit of independence. There is the giving up you. But only a mom is going to have the time and the inclination to say, you were a big boy today. I'm proud of you for that. It's huge.
There's another aspect of socialization that I think is really, really helpful. And that's what I experienced when I was doing preschool at home with Tori and Roby. And that was that I had another mom who was a great friend of mine who also had that desire to do that. And so we team taught and we got together and we came up with a plan together of what fun things we could do. And when we had two of us taking a train trip up to Deerfield, it made it a lot easier and fun. And we were able to have these other children that our own children were exposed to. And so that was a real fun way to handle the socialization, as well as getting a little relief for mom, who is full time 24/7 with the children.
I think there were some interesting things in that, because this other lady actually became an aunt, and you actually referred to her as aunt. And as you worked together with the children and spent time together with our two and her two, there was a moment of time where you handed a baton off called Permission to Spank My Child, which was an amazing privilege to realize we're actually two families in the effort to raise our children, developing the same standards. Everybody's not going to want to do that, but I always thought that was very, very valuable, mm-hmm. because that meant that we each had to be all in totally on each other's children mm-hmm. in that process. Socialization can be done, and I believe be done better, not in a gathering of 12 children in a room, but moms working together with mm-hmm. their children. And part of socialization for us as the children got a little older was, you know, in 3 and 4 year olds on up, enrolling them in some kind of program like Robian City Soccer. Mm-hmm. And watching Robian City Soccer, I don't know whether it was 4 was the first time, how old he was. It seems like he was younger, but
I think he was 3.
Yeah, he might have been 3, and he had no clue. And he was chasing bugs, and he was picking clover, and the ball would roll by, and he had no idea whatsoever. And being exposed, because it was city, we chose to do a city league, and being exposed to some things, you really didn't necessarily want to be exposed to, but it gave you the opportunity to download, and the rest of his life download. Why does the coach talk like that? And it made me, I know zippo. I still don't know what an offsides is in soccer. I still haven't figured that out, but it made me be more all in and be there and show up. And that was our little twice a week, hour and a half thing, our gig to be. It wasn't mm-hmm. for the soccer. It was more for the socialization mm-hmm. skills.
And I think part of that, too, was the teaching through their natural bent. I think we talked a little bit about that yesterday. And we knew that Roby had really enjoyed sports. And so we kind of capitalized on that and had some wonderful learning experiences through the sports. Tori had a bent toward music and still does. And so we provided piano lessons and other opportunities for her to experience music. And there's so many teaching opportunities and socialization, having to do a recital and all that entailed. And wow. And
to medicate me for the recital.
And me, actually.
But even those gave opportunities for them to socialize in a very wonderful, natural way, that there was an interest factor there in their lives.
I think we've told people, if you don't get your children out there with other children quickly, then they won't be ready when they leave for school to be with other children. And yet, let's think about that a little bit. That almost sounds like, as long as we have a warden at the gate, let's just drop them all off and it's survival of the fittest. Where I'm going to hear a report at the end of the day about my child, and I'm going to have to decide.
Possibly.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. But did that person understand what really took place, or why Tori really bit that child, or whatever it was? Yes. Off air, we were arguing over whether Tori was the biter or the
bitey.
It was
not me.
Yes. She's in denial, but that's okay. And all these things where when you're right there watching it mm-hmm. and you realize, okay, my child's not perfect and that really did happen. And now I have a teachable moment. And now I have a moment to teach my child to go say, I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? Mm-hmm. And all the things involved with being a training parent rather than a managing parent, managing my child's schedule rather than being right there in training. Yes, this is hard. Yes, this is exhausting. Yes, this is not what you went to graduate school to do. But yes, we can all do this. And at the end of the day, the goal is raising a child who is most likely to succeed and find God's plan for him. That's what we're here to do.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries, with special guest Rosemary Barnes and Tori Roberts, formerly Barnes as well. And it's fun to have everybody in the studio. We're going to keep talking about this topic of what happens when mom and dad run preschool at home. And we're going to continue that for the rest of this week. So I hope you can join us for that. If you want more parenting resources or to support the ministry of Sheridan House Family Ministries, simply go online to shfm.org. You can also hear this program again, share it with a friend, and sign up for the daily email blog that Tori also writes. And you can find that at parentingtoday.org. So go online. You can even submit some questions. We'd love to hear feedback as well. That's again online at parentingtoday.org.